Weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge 105.
Cambridge-based brass ensemble Prime Brass was formed in 1989 by trumpeter Paul Garner as a quintet, and since 2002 the ensemble has developed into a conductorless decktet. That's 10, I think. Paul is with me now. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming up. Disappointed, actually. I should have asked you to bring your trumpet while I had the chance.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm not sure these microphones would cope with that at close range.
Oh, you never know. Very
well, another time, perhaps.
Arrange something. I think maybe write that in the diary just for next time around. One of the things which always surprises me is the popularity of brass. Well, anywhere, but particularly locally. There's the Soham Comrades Band, not too far away. There's yourselves, of course, and the Salvation Army Band too, and others.
Yeah.
Why is it so popular?
I don't know. I think it's nationally popular, really. Maybe not as high profile, but of course the brass banding world goes back a long, long way. It's got a long history.
I guess these days you kind of associate it, or a lot of people would do, with collieries and that sort of thing. But of course, there's none around this part.
No, but the brass band movement stretches literally across the country. A lot of the early bands were formed at collieries and in the northern part of the country, especially. But it just spread nationally, and there are a lot of fine bands that attach to no particular collieries at all.
And how did you take up playing the trumpet?
I went to my secondary school in Cambridge. I was already...
Which one?
It was the Manor School in those days, now North Cambridge Academy, I think.
Yeah, it's difficult to keep track of them all.
I was a chorister at Jesus College and played violin to a reasonable degree. And when I went to the Manor School, the local Perrys brought round a collection of instruments, and I saw and heard a trumpet at close quarters and just decided that's what I wanted to do.
And then after that, how did, fast forward a few years, how did you get Prime Brass growing?
Well, I'd come back from a period working on the cruise ships as a musician. And
sort of in a band, ensemble
kind of
thing.
Yes, a cabaret band, right. Yeah, that sort of thing. And I'd always had an interest in brass ensembles right from my days at Anglia Polytechnic, as was, after the Philip Jones example, which is where the quintet link comes from. And they were the first, they probably broke the mould of brass playing for small brass ensemble and the popularity of that genre of music. And my wife runs a dance school and wanted some money for some costumes. And I... The only thing I could think to do was actually to go and do some busking in the Lion Yard, and a single trumpet on its own is not much cop. So I phoned around a few colleagues, one of whom in particular still plays with this guy, the French horn player. I said, bring any brass ensemble music you've got with you, and a chair, and a bow tie, and we sat down in the Lion Yard, which under the old Red Lion that used to be there at the time, and we put a trumpet case out and sat and played for a couple of hours. And
how much did you get? Remember?
I can't remember. It was enough to buy the costumes, but probably more importantly, we were booked to play at a wedding the following weekend. And having never done anything like that before, we just said yes and then worried about the details afterwards.
Goodness me. And you've been in the band, fast forwarding now, 10 of you.
Yes.
All together.
10 and 2 percussion, so 12 on most gigs. And we do go up to symphonic forces, so we add trombones, more French horns to play some of the big stuff we do in cathedrals with organs and that sort of stuff.
And you've been in the studio recently, or have you, or did they come to you? Because you've made a recording.
Well,
we've had a couple of recordings, with one particular which we're going to play in a moment.
Yeah, we recorded a CD, as about our fifth CD, called Spirit of the Age. And we had just finished that, and we found an opportunity to re-record a version of Liberty Bell, which I finally found some time in my diary to do some arranging, which I hadn't done a lot of up to fairly recently. So I did an arrangement, and we decided to record it, but we finished it just too late to include on the album.
Ah, so it was a bonus track by separately.
Well, yes, and then it sort of found its way onto onto the airwaves via another route.
You're allowed to mention other radio stations. Apparently they exist.
Well, yeah. I heard it played quite often on Tim Lioro's morning show on Classic FM.
And he's a local, isn't he?
Yeah, he lives in Cottenham, actually. And he's used the same recording of Liberty Bell for four or five years to announce his, they give the freedom of the station to someone who's retiring or done good work. So rather cheekily, I suppose, we recorded and sent it in and say, how about this as an alternative version? And there it turned up on Classic FM on a Friday morning.
Let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that. Might have to start doing the travel news for that one. Prime Brass and the version of Liberty Bell, and recorded locally, or locally-ish anyway.
Indeed, yeah. We did our recording at the Stapleford Granary, which is a fantastic conversion of an old mill. And there's a lot of travelling arrangements made there. The company that own it run excursions, classical music excursions, and the room upstairs is a delightful concert venue.
Nice. Now, Sunday, you're going to be at the West Road Concert Hall with the Prime Brass Family Christmas Concerts.
Yes.
2016. Two performances, like in a mid-afternoon one at 3:30 and then again at 5:30. So how long does the set last? 90 minutes or so?
We keep the set to just about the hour.
Okay.
With the best of intentions, an hour, it usually runs 5 minutes over after we've finished giving out thanks and applause and things, but it's short enough so that the younger children don't get too restless, and then we do a turnaround in the middle and get on with the second.
And presumably the usual standards. What do we get to hear on Sunday?
All sorts. We've got a medley from the Frozen film. We're all 20 of the brass players will be playing that.
Got the junior brass in
there
as
well.
That's
right, junior prime brass, our junior wing, as it were, under the stick of Chris Lawrence. As usual, the audience will get a chance to join in and sing a bit of traditional carol. And we're doing 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
I'm looking forward to that. We're recording it, of course, for Cambridge 105, although it has to be said, there's nothing like being there for it. So how much are tickets?
The tickets are
£7.50. Okay.
But I think they've been the same price for about the last 6 years.
Okay, well, no Marmite issues with the tickets. That's good to know. ADC Box Office is the place to go to that. And just before I let you go, I should also mention you're involved in another production at the moment, which is the Christmas Carol, the Hills Road Students.
That's right. Hills Road Sixth Form College runs all this week into the weekend, and it's a fantastic show. That runs for about an hour and 40, but it's a one hit piece. There's no interval. It's just really delightful.
Off you go. And you're musical director for that.
That's
one,
right?
Right.
Yes,
okay.
I am. Yeah.
Good. Well, look, Paul, thank you very much for coming in to tell us about Prime Brass and the concert this Sunday evening. Paul Garner from Prime Brass. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Julian.
It's 6:15.